I'm Sam Taylor. I do a whole bunch of different things across the music industry. Primarily, I head up TuneCore, the digital distributor in the UK. We get music onto iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, Apple Music, those kinds of platforms. I also work with CMU, Complete Music Update, who publish CMU Daily, a bulletin for people working in the music industry, which goes out to about 28,000 people each day. I work with the FAC, the Featured Artists Coalition, and we are launching a new initiative called Music DIY, which is a national educational program to equip artists and people who want to work with artists with the knowledge and skills they need to really compete in the music business.
How do you fit all this in, Sam?
I work quite long hours, I guess. And, you know, sleep is a very overrated sort of thing.
So tell me a little bit about your background.
So I guess I never really set out to work in music. It's something that almost happened by accident. When I was a kid, at the age of three, I don't really know why. I think I saw it on Sesame Street or something like that. I begged my parents to be allowed to play the violin. So started playing violin on a tiny quarter-sized violin when I was 3 years old. Continued that, started playing piano. And the sort of path I was going down was to study classical music at a conservatoire. And around the age of 15, I discovered jazz music and suddenly had the realization that a classical career probably wasn't what I wanted, which kind of left me a little bit at sea. And so when I left school, I didn't go to university. I went and trained as a chef, but I come from a very academic family. And after I'd been doing that for a few years, my family said, right, you need to go to university now. So I went and studied history of art at university, which was a very enjoyable subject, but the main thing I got out of my time at university was I began to book bands and put on gigs in Edinburgh and Glasgow, and through that sort of gave myself a rapid education in how the different bits of the music business operate, you know, what an agent is, what a booker, a promoter is, what managers do, what publicists, if I can say the word, do. And it made me realise that a lot of people working in music don't necessarily know what other people working in music do. So after that, I actually set up a listings magazine in Scotland, mainly as a way to promote what was going on in our local scenes. And then I moved down to London. Eventually I worked for Warner for a while. All of this at the cusp of digital music coming to the fore. And now here I am, many years later, sort of quite embedded in the industry.
Quite a lot that you got through today on the meeting.
Yeah.
Give us a quick summary.
So I think one of the things that has become really apparent to me over the years that I've worked in music is, like me, a lot of people almost fell into careers in music in the industry, or if they are artists, they have to self-educate about what everybody does within the music industry. And there is this lack of sort of formalized structure, if you like, for how artists can generate that develop their careers, and where they generate revenue and all of these things. So what we're setting out to do through work that I've been doing at TuneCore, and now that's developed into a wider project, I've been doing lots of local events with TuneCore, going around talking to artists in cities all over the UK, and it really became apparent that there is a real need for events where artists can come, and aspiring managers, aspiring promoters, aspiring agents, whatever, and learn about how all the different bits of the industry function together. The idea being that if artists have this knowledge and they're equipped with the skills they need, they can begin to make better assessments about how they drive their careers forward and who they might want to work with. You know, we're living in an age where the concept of DIY as a musician is very often talked about, but it doesn't necessarily mean do it yourself. It means do it your way, because if you try to do everything yourself, that can be completely overwhelming. But if you understand how the industry works, how everything fits together, where you're generating revenue from, whether it's digital revenue from distributing your music to Spotify and iTunes, or revenue from merch or publishing or whatever, if you understand all of those different bits, you can make better decisions about who you want to work with. And rather than doing it yourself and doing it on your own, you're doing it your way with the relevant business partners you need to support your business as an artist.
So where do you think artists and groups, what's the one thing that you've noticed that people do wrong?
I mean, that's a difficult question. It often breaks my heart. You know, I'll talk to bands. I think the biggest thing is when I talk to bands who are doing, you know, their first or second release. Maybe they've done a couple of singles and they're doing an EP, and they have been hoodwinked by someone who has said, oh, give me £1,500 and I'll do a PR campaign for you. And I think that is often because artists are hungry for success, and they're hungry for recognition and hungry for people to hear their music and feedback on it. But often the early stages in your career, there's certainly no point in paying someone who doesn't have a good track record. But paying someone to do a PR campaign, often there can be a sort of misalignment of expectations between what the artist wants and what's actually achievable. So I think the biggest mistake I see is people spending money thinking that it's going to do something, believing someone when they say, oh, this is going to change your life, when actually they'd be better saving that money and promoting themselves more vigorously, and you know, based on the success that they have or don't have with whatever publicity they're doing themselves, then look at where a good PR person could fit in.
Kind of, you've answered my next question. I was going to ask you, what would be the one point that you would give someone?
The one point that I would give someone is understand the industry that you're operating in. If you are an artist, it's really fundamental to know what all these different people in the industry does. What does a manager actually do for you? What does a publisher actually do for you? What does a distributor actually do for you? You know, quite often at TuneCore, I have artists who come to me and they have a misunderstanding of what it means to distribute their music. They put their music up onto Spotify and they expect that to suddenly get them a million fans, a million people streaming their music, not really understanding that they still need to be very actively promoting it. Your job doesn't stop once you've released your music. That's almost the point that your job starts. So I think the one thing I would say to people is truly understand the industry you're operating in. You don't need to do it on your own, and treat yourself like a small business. If you want to make money from your music, not everybody does want to make money. Some people are just doing it for passion, and that's great. But if you do want to make money, whether that's money to cover the costs of doing it, or whether you want to make some of your income or all of your income from music, then understand the people you're working with, understand how it all fits together, and treat your work like a small business.
So then, you were talking about some workshops. Your first one is in Norwich.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll come to Bristol to see us.
Yeah.
As well. So what were these workshops be about?
So the idea of this is a lot of what I've just talked about, that the day is called Music DIY. So that is a project put together by CMU, Complete Music Update, CMU publishes CMU Daily, which is a bulletin for people working in the music industry, and that's the project Music DIY is done in association with FAC, the Featured Artists Coalition, which is an industry organisation representing the interests of artists, of musicians, and Music DIY is a joint initiative between CMU and FAC to really lay out all these different areas of the industry, to have experts from particular fields come and talk about where they fit in, and to have, hopefully, a really great day of educational content for artists and for people who want to work with artists. The idea being that hopefully that strengthens local scenes, encourages enterprise at a local level. So not just artists benefiting, but if there are aspiring managers in a city or aspiring promoters or whatever, they can learn how the business functions. And then everybody pulling in the same direction hopefully means there's a stronger local scene and everyone benefits.
So what do you think of Bristol as a scene as such?
This is, I think, my fourth time down in Bristol now. The first time I came down, I'd never been to Bristol before. And it, you know, it seemed a very long way from London and it seemed very remote. But in fact, you know, it's an hour and a half on the train. After my first visit, I've been back three or four more times. I came down about this time last year for Simple Things Festival, which was great. And there's just so much going on here. You know, there's so much creativity, there's so much passion. I've met so many interesting and useful people through the Bristol Music Industry Network. And I think Bristol is very lucky not just to have this pool of creativity and talent, but also to have a network that helps get everybody pulling in the same direction. It's something that a lot of cities don't have. And I often talk about BMIN and what's happening here when I go to other towns and cities around the UK. It is happening in some places, but I think there are lots of towns where the kind of stuff that's happening at BMIN would really benefit the local scene.
Well, that's good to hear. So anyone that wants to get in touch with you, how do they do so?
So for this project, Music DIY, if you just go to www.musicdiy.co.uk, that's the best place. You can also email sam@unlimitedmedia.co.uk. I'm always happy to hear from people working at a local level. You know, it's really inspiring when I come out to cities like Bristol and see what people are doing and how it all connects together.
Sam, thanks for coming down today.
You're welcome. Thank you.